Connecticut is releasing millions of dollars in state funding to improve 211 services and support homelessness prevention efforts. The governor announced this week $2.6 million will increase call capacity for the state's 211 helpline. Joining us back on the show is Lisa Tepper Bates, who is the president and CEO of United Way of Connecticut, which operates 211. Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Well, good morning, Melissa, and thank you for having me.
So the last time I had you on the show, Lisa, we were kind of sounding the alarm about the lack of funding that has gone to 211 in well over a decade, correct?
That is, well, we haven't had an increase in funding, Melissa, in 15 years.
Wow. Yeah, because I feel like the last time that we had you on, we were discussing that, you know, things have obviously changed, including just your call volume, which is the call for the increase as well, or the need for more money.
That's exactly right. We have had a 300% increase just since 2019 in the number of inquiries we get for basic needs help.
So, Lisa, tell us, when we hear that the governor is going to invest $2.6 million for call capacity for 211. What does that mean?
Yeah, so the $2.6 million over about the next year and a half will go into additional staffing, Melissa. Now, remember that we are a 24/7, 365 days a week operation. So we are staffing all day, all night. And of course, most of the calls, as you might imagine, do come in during daytime hours. So most of the staffing that we'll add will be during that middle of the day, sort of working hours. But we'll also have to keep answering calls even in the middle of the night, and that's fine. But we'll be able to answer 1,000 additional calls for help every week. And that's so important right now. It's been heartbreaking to see the number of people on hold, sometimes, Melissa, for hours waiting for help because we haven't had enough staffing. So this is very exciting and, again, will help us meet 1,000 additional requests for basic needs support every week.
I know in certain departments or agencies, Lisa, it's hard to actually attract people to fill those roles. Does United Way of Connecticut have that issue with staffing 211, or is it solely that we just didn't have the money to pay for extra positions?
Yeah, it's you know, it can be challenging to attract the right candidates, and these can be stressful jobs. So in the contact center industry across the board, there is a little bit higher turnover than in some types of other jobs. So we're often hiring, but we often also find that our existing staff, word of mouth about, you know, the type of organization we are, people often want to do good. They want to help. And we offer the opportunity to people who do see themselves as helpers, who want to make other people's lives a little better. It's a great opportunity to do that kind of work. And so we often draw those really special candidates who find an additional level of reward from work where they're helping people.
And at the end of this, Lisa, I'm going to put a link to your website if people want to apply for that job. I don't know when the jobs will become available.
Oh, that's fantastic. We really appreciate that, Melissa. And any of your listeners who would like to think about that type of work, helping people to meet their needs, we'd love it if they do apply. Jobs are available on our website now, so that would be terrific.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. And again, we are talking to Lisa. And Lisa Tepper Bates is the president and CEO of United Way of Connecticut, which operates 211. And the last time we had Lisa on, there was a call for more money to be invested in 211. And if we didn't really see that happen, it was probably going to come up during the legislative session, which is starting in February. But the governor making an announcement this week that the state is going to invest $2.6 million. Lisa, is that, you know, I don't want to say enough, I'd imagine the answer is no. But was there kind of a magic number or something that United Way of Connecticut was looking for 211? Or, you know, how do you feel about $2.6 million?
You know, Melissa, every dollar helps. And so we're very, very grateful. What we had been looking for, however, was a little bit more. We were hoping, in fact, to be able to double our bandwidth. But that would take a little bit more money. We were looking for $2.25 million a year. So that's a little bit more than the $1.3 that we'll see for the year. But we're glad to have the opportunity to serve that 1,000 more needs. And so we're going to make that work as best we can to serve the residents of Connecticut.
Additionally, the governor announced that there's $6.8 million going to support homeless services, including responding to homelessness in our state. Tell us, Lisa, does that factor into 211, or is that a totally separate thing that he's talking about?
Well, there is a relationship there. A lot of that funding, Melissa, is actually just going to keep people housed who had helped to exit homelessness to housing. And there's about 5 million of that, which will go into just keeping people housed because the federal government is cutting some of the funding that our state has relied on for homelessness response. However, the rest of that will go to expand our ability, especially in wintertime, to provide warming centers. We have seen a real crisis in the last couple of years of much higher numbers of unsheltered homeless. And it's been hard to get people inside. So expanding the capacity of warming centers with some of that funding is really important.
That was something that you and I remember talked about the last time you were on, Lisa, which is that when we have a cold weather protocol in place, that's when you'll hear the 211 be dropped constantly in the news or by the governor, you know, whoever it may be, town, city, leadership, to let people know, you know, you can find a warming center or a shelter closest to you. And sometimes transportation is provided. So when we hear about the money of $6.8 million going to support homeless services, is that still when there's only like a cold weather protocol or a cold snap in place? Or is it going to be more permanent throughout the winter months?
You know, I think the details are still being worked out, but quite a bit of that money will go to expand those warming centers, which really are open just during the winter. But, you know, that's an important time to make sure that anyone who's homeless can come inside. And we have seen a real crunch with lack of capacity. So we're glad to see that happen. But again, about 5 million of that is really just going to keep the system that we have intact with cuts from the federal government. So I wish all of that was going to expand our services around homelessness, but 5 million or so of it really is just going to keep people housed who are housed right now and had help to get housed when they were homeless.
Do you think, Lisa, after this announcement, there's still going to be a push during the legislative session for more money for 211?
You know, Melissa, I think what we're going to focus on is making this additional investment work. So I don't expect us to be pressing for additional funding. We'll be talking with legislators about how much this funding will do for us and how far it will go. And then we'll be waiting to see how much need we face in the next year or year and a half. And we'll continue the conversation about what's needed to best serve the Connecticut residents who are looking for that help.
Lisa Tepper Bates, again, president and CEO of the United Way of Connecticut, which operates 211. Thank you so much for always giving us the time here on WICC. And we are going to link the United Way website to ours, voiceofct.com.